The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
It's checkerboard time.
Hello, my friends, how are you all? It's checkerboard time again. Eureka's on the air. So come on, good friends everywhere, and listen in as we begin the feast of fun and fun. Just see the different Eureka makes and beat it right along.
Petroleum also 2.14
like,
a gallon.
Who gives a royal
anyway,
fuck,
I think that's
Patty,
all I've got
Jesus
to say.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, I believe that's it. If Dicker were here with me, I'd have him come up with a bumper for you.
Yeah, I got your bumper.
But obviously, that's not going to happen. So I'll just say thank you for calling. And how do I hang it up?
Just hang it up. Oy vey. Thank you, sweetheart, for calling. As always, you're such a great addition to the program. Yeah, you said a lot of stuff in there. You mentioned the what do they call him, the pastor of the, I don't know, Billy Graham, that sleazy sack of shit. Well, you know, the thing is about Billy Graham is that Billy Graham wasn't sleazy like some of the other ones.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yeah, you said a lot of stuff in there.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2642 of the BFO for Tuesday the 13th of March 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I forgot to tell you a few little things about the weekend, so we'll finish that up. Yes, be ready. Hello, Supas. Big Fatty Super Duper. No, not that kind of super. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all, you're supas today because, y'all, I was just before sitting down to record, y'all, I was watching the Weather Rat. The Weather Rat was saying that it was a soup night. Oh, Big Fatty, a soup night. It's true. And y'all, it's turned chilly. It's turned chilly over here in Fat Acres. Y'all, I think it only got into the 50s today, and it rained through the evening last night, and then it was rainy all day today, and but it's all clearing out Monday night, and Tuesday, the sun's going to be out bright, but it's still going to be chilly, Big Fatty, but it's going to 60, and I know a lot of you up there in the Northeast the self-appointed resident historian of the BFO unsubscribed Brian in Boston was lamenting about the nor'easter coming up there, and I said yes, we're sending it right on up to you from South Kakalaki. Y'all, I typed in Kakalaki and it for some reason the spell checker changed it to Cacalatti or latte or something like that. Y'all, Big Fatty didn't know how to speak Big Fatty-ish by now. Well, evidently it does not.
It's coming.
Oh.
Not that kind of coming.
Oh.
It's coming to BFO. All next week.
Not that, anything but that.
Oh my God. Don't miss the return of Shart Week.
All next week on BigFattyOnline.com.
Dear Gussie, y'all, Big Fatty, y'all, next week, it's a time-honored tradition here on the BFO. It's Shark Week, and y'all, you'll hear some of your favorite little shows tell shark stories. So y'all, you might have to get you some sort of absorbent pad to sit on next week when you're listening to the little shows. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, and Big Fatty, too much fiber. Yes. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, what I forgot to tell you on yesterday, y'all, when I was doing my nipple walks through Fat Acres, y'all, you know, they've had the light poles up on the streets, but they hadn't had the fixtures up on top, and they started putting those on, about a month ago, and y'all, then they kind of just came to an end. Well, I'm happy to report that all the streets in Fat Acres are now appropriately illuminated. Big Fatty, appropriately written. Big Fatty, I can't even say it. I know. But anyway, so that's one thing I noticed. Y'all, the other thing I've noticed, and I noticed it over the weekend, you know, I got the new battery for my iPhone, and y'all, it really is making a difference. It used to be the thing would just drain very, very quickly, and y'all, it's just holding a charge much better now. So y'all, if you've been thinking about taking advantage of that $29 battery replacement for I would highly recommend it. Normally it's $79, but it's just $29 for right now. But y'all, also over the weekend, you know, I mentioned I spoke to Dr. Stone, but I realized I didn't tell you why. Dr. Stone is currently enjoying fun employment, and and he had done his taxes and everything, and I said, well, now, are you having some fun on fun employment? He said, no, y'all, and he had a tsetse fly in his house, I saw, and he wasn't sure how it got there, because he's a shut-in, you know. But anyway, I asked him if he was interested in going to the G'days down there in the Orlando. Yeah, that's the first weekend in June. Digga and T. Wiggles are going to that, and we talked a little bit about the possibility, and y'all, then I got on the FaceTime. I got on the FaceTime with Mr. Bumper himself, Digga, and T. Wiggles was in the background. Couldn't be bothered. Couldn't be less interested that Big Fatty was calling. He was reading something. I don't know. He was looking at a list of foot races he was going to be participating in. But anyway, I had to find out when they were going to be down there in the Orlando. And Dr. Stone, waiting to hear back from him sometime this week. And y'all, I'm not going to make a final decision on that until after I get back from Hatlanta next week. Because, you know, the orange hat passed away on May the 31st last year. And I've got to kind of feel out my mother. Big Fatty, that's a vulgar. No, just kind of see how, I don't know how she's going to handle the one-year anniversary. So far, I think she's dealing with it quite well. But I don't know if she wants us all to get together for something, or are we just going to have happy memories and go forward, or what? So I'll have a better feel for that once I get back next week. So anyway, and y'all, then, you know, with the time change, I crawled in the love a chamber about 9:30 p.m. in the evening. That's the daylight saving time last night, which was really 8:30 from the night before. And y'all got in there, and y'all, he started. Big Fatty, it sounds like Whitman Tinker was in there with you. Y'all, I went to sleep, and woke up a couple of times, but nothing out of the ordinary. And y'all, and then about 11 p.m. in the evening, I hear a textimonium come in on the cellular telephonic device. And y'all, it is, well, this happened.
Mystery date, are you ready for your mystery date? Don't be late, it would be great. Open the door for your mystery date.
Will you be ready for swimming or a dance? When you open the door, will your mystery date be a dream?
Thank you for calling.
Or a dud.
I'm fat and I'm bald.
Fun and surprises. That's Mystery Date.
Open the door for your Mystery Date.
Yes! Y'all, it was okay. Y'all, it was my... Okay. Big, very squeaky gentleman caller two times in one day. He's beside himself. Well, I suppose so. Okay. Y'all, it was my 33-year-old gentleman called. Herbie, Freddy, what are you doing? I said, well, I'm in the love chamber. And he's like, can I come over? And I said, well, sure, come on. And so, y'all, I got up and pulled out the special chair. Big Freddy, that special chair has paid for itself tenfold. It's true. Tenfold, I say. So y'all, he came over. He got here. He's about 20 minutes away. Got here right around 11:30. And y'all, I think I finally got back into the bed about quarter of one, 10 minutes to one. Big Fatty, that was a yes, and it was y'all. It was lovely. It was just lovely, and y'all went right back to sleep. Yes, Big Fatty, all that tension of the day had left your body, and y'all just slept really well. And y'all, I woke up, and you know, with the time change, I woke up and it was jet black outside. And, y'all, I thought, well, I wonder, you know, cause I'd been waking up about 5:30 AM in the morning, you know, cause I'm old. I wonder what time it is. And I laid there for just a second, and I couldn't figure it out just looking at the light not coming in the window. And y'all, about that time, the coffee maker went on. So, y'all, it was time to get up. So I got up. So anyway, and y'all, I am pretty sure now that pretty much was the weekend. Yes, Big Freddy! See, y'all, now, I mentioned to you that y'all to do your sports ball bracket for the NCAA tournament. And y'all, I've done it. I know nobody's going to give a shit except that Mean Keen. Mean Keen, I'm sure that that my winners are not going to be the same as yours. Is the Sweet 16, Big Fatty, in the South has Virginia, Arizona, Tennessee, and Cincinnati. In the West, Xavier, Gonzaga, San Diego State, and UNC. In the East, Big Fatty has gone with Villanova, Wichita State, Florida, and Butler. And in the Midwest, Big Fatty has Kansas, Clemson, Michigan, and no, not Michigan, Michigan State, and Oklahoma. Then in my my Elite Eight. I have UVA and going against Cincinnati, and UNC against Gonzaga, and Michigan State against Kansas, and Butler against Wichita State. And in the Final Four, Big Fatty has UVA versus UNC and Wichita State versus Michigan State. And then in the championship game, Big Fatty has chosen North Carolina and Michigan State. And I've picked North Carolina to win it all. And the final winning score is 76-69. Big Fatty, you're right. Mean King's the only one who'll give a shit about that. Y'all, do you get these robot calls? Y'all, it's just, hi, this is Julie. Your car warranty is coming to an end, and I'm going on. Y'all, what I do? I hang up on the robot calls, and then I block the number. But y'all, they've got a way that they can hide where it's coming from, so it looks like it's a local number. And y'all, I don't think this is just something that is targeting the elderly. Big Fatty, well, it's certainly targeting you. Well, it's true, but anyway. Y'all, like with the car warranty, I'll say, oh, it is? Which car is that on? And y'all, they can't tell you because, you know, they're just reading a script. Well, y'all, in the postal service today, I got a vehicle alert notice. Respond in 5 days. Your immediate attention is required. And y'all, it's got my 2016 ruby red Ford Edge. And it says, Big Fatty, this notice is to inform you that the warranty on your Edge has expired or is about to expire. This is our final attempt to contact you. Y'all, there's nothing wrong. I got another year and a half on the Ford Edge. It's just this kind of crap that it just makes me mad. And you know, then down there in the tiniest of print at the bottom, it says coverage claims can be made at any dealership. This automotive group is not your dealer or manufacturer's. This is an offer for mechanical breakdown protection. Y'all, it has nothing to do with my car. And, you know, it makes me mad that the dealership or the Ford Motor Company has sold the mailing list. Perhaps the Faye driver can tell us a little bit more about that. But, y'all, you just got to be careful of these things. And, y'all, then I saw on the TV machine this morning that they can take somebody's mechanical face and put somebody else's face on your body and the... they can make it look like the real person is saying all this crazy stuff and everything, and it's not real. Big Fatty, it's kind of like every day right here. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely, too, I say, Tuesday. Y'all got an app recommendation from that Casey in Denver, y'all, for a fart app. And, you know, I wrote him back and I says, I am a living fart app. Big Fatty, you can say that again. I am a Big Fatty. I hope if you're getting bad weather, I hope you survive it nicely. And speaking of terrible winter weather, the old gal out there in Walnut Hills, Vera, I don't have any Shart Week stories from you, but regardless, what did you think of today's little show?
Yeah, you said a lot of stuff in there.
Oh, it's just a multitude of topics. Yes, Big Fatty?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.